I just know that there are people out there all around you that want more out of life. And I was that guy that until that tweet from John Acuff that said, hey, you want to go on an adventure? I was kind of stagnant. I was just stuck and I was looking for that tweet. And so just be that encourager to the people around you, whether that's on social media or whether that's a word to somebody at a restaurant or in a meeting. Encourage those people to take chances and to get unstuck and to move forward in their lives.
Welcome to Starve the Doubts. I'm your host, Jared Easley, joining us from Franklin, Tennessee. Chris Murphy from ShovelCloud.com. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, guys?
It's great to have you. And on the line today, our good friend, he may or may not be a Hanson fan because he's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've got Randy Langley. He's an encouraging, equipping, and empowering dreamers to engage and launch their life. He's the mastermind behind the Launch Out Conference. You can learn more about Launch Out by checking out launchoutconference.com. Hey, Randy.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great, and we appreciate you taking time to chat with us today.
Thank you.
Good deal. So my good friend Chris Murphy is going to do the honors of kicking us off. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Randy, you mentioned, Jared mentioned a second ago that you have the Launch Out Conference. But what else do you do? What else do you work for?
Well, my day job is in printing, so I do all kinds of, you know, paper printing, banner printing, all that. We see ourselves as a print shop that likes to be your marketing partner. That's my day job, and Launch Out is my passion, and moving people forward in their lives is, I think, my purpose.
Good deal. Hey, Randy, I've noticed that a lot of the people that are really into the Launch Out conferences, they are also fans of John Acuff. I know John's actually attended Launch Out, and I was curious, how did you originally connect with John Acuff?
Okay. Well, it was a summer of 2013. When John sent out a message asking if people wanted to go on an adventure. And I was just at a point in my life where I was kind of feeling very stagnant. There was like, I was, you know, I had a good job, everything was going fine. I just didn't feel like I was moving forward anywhere. Everything was just kind of happening to me. So I signed up for this thing and I was pretty new to, I'd read Quitter at that point. But I was pretty, you know, I wasn't a longtime follower of John Acuff, and I was brand new on like Twitter. So I think that's where I saw it. And it was like, I didn't even know exactly how to tweet back at that point. Saw that message and responded and got involved with, I think what John thought was going to be 30 or 40 people, you know, that he could kind of coach and mentor on some, you know, through his start plan, became a huge group of people that were really feeding each other and helping each other through that, through those phases of life.
Randy, a quick follow-up to that. So you talk about feeding each other, like what, describe that. What was that? Like, give me an example.
Well, I just think it's really important to surround yourself with people that are like-minded and that's kind of what this group, at the beginning, it was called the Start Experiment, and then later became known as Dreamers and Builders. And it's a Facebook group where people just encouraged each other. They supported each other. When they had a crazy idea, they would throw it out. And instead of getting people telling them that can't be done, they were getting people saying, let's make it happen. And that's when I say, you know, people feeding each other and helping them get further along. You know, it's just that support and that surrounding yourself with like-minded people that I think is so important.
And is that like-mindedness that you experienced with John kind of what inspired Launch Out Conference?
Yeah, actually, I went to the START conference. There was about seven or eight of us from Tulsa that road tripped to Nashville for that START conference. And on the way back, I was riding with Ryan Eller, and we just started talking about the most memorable parts of that weekend. And most of the things that we were mentioning were not the things that happened from the stage. They were the experiences in the lobby. They were the talking to somebody sitting next to you about what their dreams are and what they're starting. It was the hotel lobbies, you know, after the event and discussing, really getting real with people, that those were the things that had impacted us. So we started talking about, you know, what if there was an event in fact, what if, you know, people that came to the event were able to share their passions from the stage, share mm-hmm. their goals from the stage, instead of coming to an event where you hear, you know, where people are ushered from a green room out onto the stage and then back, and you never really get to connect with those stories. But instead, you have a chance to really connect with those people, because the people that are telling their stories are people from the audience, just like you.
Wow, Randy, we have a lot in common, because Chris Murphy and I, first of all, we were at that START conference. Yeah. So it's a shame on us for not meeting you. And another fun fact about that is, while we were excited to be there, a lot of that conference we were actually spending in the hallway, because just like you, we were finding tremendous value in just having conversation and chatting with people that were there. And I missed a lot of the sessions. Chris, what about you?
No, I agree. I did as well. Not that the sessions weren't engaging, or I was really excited to see a lot of the speakers, but I just got so caught up in talking to people and kind of doing what you're talking about, Randy, just sitting out there and kind of dreaming. I remember being in that lobby for several hours of just like, what if? And so that there was a lot of relationships and dreams that were built in the lobby of that event.
I would even say that the START conference really, in a way, it paved the path for podcast movement. So I think it's interesting how Launch Out conference developed indirectly from START, and in a way podcast movement did too. So that's pretty cool. Speaking of Launch Out conference, this is actually the third year that you've done the Launch Out conferences. And I believe the first year was in Tulsa, and the second year was, which was last year, that was in Nashville. And then this year you're doing the event in multiple cities. So that's, I guess, the first question I want to ask is, what cities will the event be held in?
Okay, sure. The cities will be, we're trying to reach out across the country and make it easier for people from different regions of the country. So the initial event is actually next month, or in April. So depending on when this airs, it'll be in April, and that is in Atlanta. Then this summer, we're going to be in St. Louis in July. And then ending the year out in Southern California, Costa Mesa to be specific, in October. And the reason that we're doing that is we feel a very important part of the success of the Launch Out conferences have been the intimacy. So we could continue to grow one event and just have it get bigger and bigger. But we think that it's important, if somebody's launching from a platform for the first time, to do that in front of 600 people, or to do it in front of 150 people, it's a whole different world. So to make it a more of an intimate feeling where people can feel more comfortable launching, and they can have a better chance of connecting to people because the venue and the crowd is smaller, then, you know, someday we may do a national event and bring everybody together and just get the biggest room we can. But at this point, we feel like it's really important to keep that intimacy. So that's why we decided to go with the three events across the country.
Yeah. And when you decided to do those events, I can see why spreading it out across the country will allow for some proximity for the people to not have to travel as far as possible. And also on top of the dates that you've kind of spread out through the year as well, I would imagine that if people are, you know, if they possibly were in Atlanta and starting out there, and then the next event comes around, that they've got friends that they have from there, but also a lot of experience from launching, maybe if that started in Atlanta, that they can move on. Is that another reason why you decided to do multiple cities?
I think that's a great observation. You know, we've had people that came to the Tulsa event the first year and came back the next year. And, you know, we would have never expected them to ever apply to present after that first year. But they did, sure, because they saw the potential. And so the next year they came back. So we may even have people that attend in Atlanta that decide, I'm going to present in St. Louis. You know, they don't have to wait a year to launch their thing. They, you know, 3 months from now, they can be launching. And so it can really help with that timeline. We found one of the biggest advantages of this has been giving people a deadline. When people, you know, we have people that have said, hey, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to do this, I'm going to start this. And they kept, they, you know, until they had a deadline of an event where they were going to maybe have a marketplace table. So they had to have their product ready and available for sale, or they wanted to speak on a book that they had finished. Those kind of things are creating or have a deadline now. They can't just keep saying, I'm going to someday. But now they're like, I have to by April because I've committed to be at this event.
Well, that's key to have something that's timely when you're pursuing a goal. I agree with that 100%. You've highlighted some great speakers at your event. And I was just curious, what are some of the past sessions that resonated with you personally?
Well, to give us some variety of the types of topics that are covered, because another unique thing about this is it's not just for entrepreneurs. It's not just for podcasters or bloggers. It's really more about launching your life. And so a lot of the different subjects that will come up are very, maybe at both ends of the spectrum. One person that I can think of just got up and talked about how from the first conference to the second conference, they had lost weight. They had made a lot of life decisions and they had just found a way to love themselves again. And, you know, that's one end of the type of the people that are here that are just looking not to change their job, not to start something new, just looking to move their life forward and start liking themselves again. On the other end of that, we have some, you know, we had a session last time that have really struck home with me in Nashville, and it was how to use your current job as a launch pad. And it wasn't, you know, how to abuse your current job. It was, if you want to, you know, some of the things that John Acuff even talks about and were in this session, but he was talking about, you know, if you want to be a writer, then volunteer at work to write, you know, get some experience in writing, put yourself out there. And some of those kind of things, you know, the relationships you're building in your current job, those can help you in your launch down the road. So don't take those for granted. So some of those kind of things really hit home with me and made a difference. On another end, we had a speaker who after the first Launch Out conference in Tulsa, at that point, since then, she's written a book. She started an interview show that has interviewed Seth Godin and Michael Hyatt and Property Brothers. And, you know, she's moved way beyond what I could have ever have imagined from that original Launch Out conference and some of the success that she's seen. You know, Al Roker, she's flown to New York and interviewed Al Roker. So those kind of things are what we're finding are just, you know, amazing us from the variety of success from the conference.
Well, if somebody's sitting here listening to this and hearing some of these success stories and thinking, well, maybe I want to speak, what is the determinant of picking speakers, or is there a vetting process, or how do you go about applying to speak?
Well, the Atlanta conference, we've already been through that process. So those speakers have been chosen. And if you go to the website, you'll see the people that will be speaking at that conference. But coming up with St. Louis, you know, about 2 months before the event, so probably about, I think it's May 1st, if I remember right, we'll open the application process. And what that is we're going to ask you to give us an outline of what you would present on, your title, and those kind of things. And what we want to see is we're looking for a good balance of inspirational and educational topics so that the event isn't all emotion or all application, and it's got a good mix to it. We're looking on how your topic can apply to the crowd as a whole. If you're a marketing coach, we don't want, you know, you to just talk marketing, but how marketing can help somebody launch forward in their life, in their business, in their community, you know, those kind of things, you know, how it can apply to the most people. If your topic would be better as a workshop than as a stage presentation, you know, there's an option to say, hey, you know, I think this would make a great breakout session / workshop. But we'll do that. We'll go through that for about 3 weeks, have that application process open. Then we'll review all of those, announce the presenters about 4 to 6 weeks before the event so that you have time. So you know, okay, I've been allotted 12 minutes or I've been allotted 15, 20 minutes. So you can really hone down your presentation. And so that's kind of the process that goes to. And each event takes on kind of a life of its own. in Atlanta, we're going to have a few discussion panels. We haven't done that in the past, and we may not do that in St. Louis. It really comes down to, you know, which applications come in, you know, who do we like? How can we get the most people involved? The best way to get the most people involved in Atlanta was to put together a panel on podcasting and put together a panel on launching products specifically. We're putting on a panel on how to support a launcher. So if your spouse is coming along and they're not really an entrepreneur at heart, or they're not really looking to do that, but this will give them some ideas on what they can do to support you. The other ministry panel, we're also doing this in Atlanta. So that's kind of a unique part that may not happen again in St. Louis, but it just is how it best fit with the applications that we received for Atlanta.
Oh, that's great.
Randy, what are some specific lessons that you've learned from the first 2 years of the Launch Out event that you'll apply to the events this year?
Well, that's a good question. We definitely, you know, I mean, if you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, time management of the event, you know, one of the things we try to keep in mind is that same thing that kind of inspired the idea in the first place, which is giving plenty of time for people to connect in like just breaks between sessions in the marketplace area and that, because you can get really worn out just listening. And I think the way to get sometimes the way to get energized is to get into those discussions, just like you guys talked about, you know, hanging out in the lobby. We don't want people necessarily doing that. So we're trying to make sure we've left plenty of time for that in the schedule so that people don't feel like they have to skip something in order to connect with people. They can connect in those break times and in those marketplace times. What other lesson would I say? From the first conference to the second conference, we did bring in the focus of wanting to make sure that the topics all applied to as many people as possible. The first year in Tulsa, pretty much let people speak on whatever their passion was. And so sometimes some of those things didn't apply to as many people. But by having people kind of apply and say, this is how my passion can apply to the Launch Out audience, then we've been able to make more of a cohesive event, and it doesn't feel quite as fragmented as the first year did.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
I think it's really wise to add in that buffer time there. I know that so many times I've been to conferences where I'm taking a page full of notes and I'm really getting into it. And then the next speaker comes up almost immediately and I take a page worth of notes there. And then by the end of the day, I go back and look through my notes and I can't remember either exactly what was going on or the inspiration has kind of fluttered away. So I think that's wise to give some time to let some of that settle so it doesn't flee as quickly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Chris is known for having to take bathroom breaks.
Just so I can take more notes. I have to go over the formal.
Well, Chris is actually in the beginning of a new Launch Out. So I was curious, Chris, if you'd be willing to tell a little bit about your Launch Out and maybe Randy can give an opinion.
Sure. Over the past several years, I've had this dream in the back of my head, and a lot of it came to be more concrete there at that John A. Cup event, just thinking about what my unique gifts were and what I wanted to do in the world and how I wanted to give back. And so I started a company a few years ago called Shovel Cloud, where the shovel is the doing and the cloud is the dream. So it essentially means working on the dream. And I want to help inspire people to live their dream. And it sounds like there's a lot of carryover with the Launch Out conference and what my passion really is. And so several years ago, I started a podcast called the Shovel Cloud Show, which I really enjoyed and I really was getting into. But when my boss found out about it at work, pulled me aside and said, you know what, this is, I don't know if this is something that you need to be doing. So it was kind of an awkward feeling of feeling like I was starting to pursue my passion in the evening hours, but kind of going against what my boss desired for me to do, or I guess he was questioning my desire to still be there at work. So it was kind of this weird thing where I decided, because I'm providing for a family, to push that on pause. But it was kind of that day where I realized that I could see my days were numbered at that particular job, because I really had gotten into feeling that passion and wanting to really help people around the world and these mediums that have become popular, podcasting and blogging. So I did push pause on it. But in the last several months, I have made it to where I can now work from home and do what I want and help people with their launches and their podcasts and kind of do some behind the scenes stuff. So it's been fun to do that, but I'm finally relaunching Shovel Cloud to be more of an outward facing brand so I can get the word out and help more people. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about the launch out conference as well. It sounds great.
Well, it sounds like to me, first of all, that you need to make plans to be in Atlanta the 22nd and 23rd of April.
It sounds like yes. It. Yeah.
And then it sounds like beyond that, you need to be applying to present in St. Louis in July. So that's my first feedback for you, but I'm just excited. It's amazing. And you probably found this to be the case as well, just like kind of the opportunity for us to discuss this today, is that once you open your mind up to the dreaming, building kind of a world, there's a lot more people out there looking for more out of life than you ever expected. You know, whenever I mention this to somebody, you're probably finding the same thing with Shovel Cloud. You're kind of hesitant, like, okay, are they happy where they're at? Are they looking for more out of life? And almost always people are, they're ready for more. They're looking, they have a dream that they gave up, in their 20s, or they've turned away from, and they're like, they want to know how they can make that happen. So it sounds like the process you're putting in place with Shovel Cloud is going to be a great way to move people into the actual act of dreaming.
I really appreciate that. And it does sound like we're kind of birds of a feather kind of situation. So I'm already on launchconference.com or launchoutconference.com and on the Contact Us Now page. So I'm ready to email you for July in St. Louis.
Okay, very good.
I was curious as well, Randy, with all that you've talked about with the Launch Out Conference, with the people and the inspiration that you've gotten from so many people who started out in Tulsa and then came back the next year and they're just doing bigger and better thing. Who else is doing something that interests you along those lines?
So, but you mean besides like somebody that's pushing people to dream bigger? And
yeah, whether it's the John Acuff or maybe it was somebody else that, came to the Launch Out Conference and really kind of blew it out of the water. So kind of in a similar vein as some of those stories that you were telling before, but I don't know. I get inspired when I hear these stories, and I'm curious what else you've experienced along the lines.
Well, one story that I mentioned, the lady who has written a book and moved on to do multiple this interview show is Kelsey Humphreys, and that's the Pursuit.tv. If you want to watch those interviews, they're just a great way to learn leadership in a fun way. She's interviewed tons of stars. She's flying from coast to coast interviewing people for this show. So that would definitely be one person. I mentioned that the idea behind it started in discussing this with Ryan Eller, and he's one of the founders of Live Your List. And that whole concept, that has taken the simple bucket list concept and really moved it into an action of not just writing a list, but living it out. With him and Jared Murr is also something that's, is really helping people to launch forward in different ways. Maybe it's just to take a risk or to, take that trip that they've been putting off that's on their bucket list or those kind of things. But that that's another organization that has been really inspiring to me.
Yeah, that's great.
Randy, I'm sure there's people who listen and be like, okay, I need to check out Launch Out. Where can people learn more about the Launch Out Conference?
Launchoutconference.com goes specifically to the conference site, the registration. We're merging that with a new domain that we have, which is just launchout.com. At launchout.com is more the bigger movement of Launch Out. It has some blog posts. It's at that site. There's also a directory and a forum that we're putting into place, as well as then you can also link to the live events. Another thing that we haven't mentioned is we found that there's after the conferences, people are motivated. They have a few action points to take home with them. They're ready to go. But, you know, some people just need some extra coaching to make that next level. So we are doing an event in September. It's more of an intensive event. And we're doing that in Colorado, and it's 2 days limited to 8 people. And those 8 people are going to get coaching in advance to be able to come into that event ready to have their business plans, their everything, you know, really pulled apart and exposed, and come out of that with an action plan to go to a next level with their launch. That you'll also see that event as the launch out intensive event in September on the conference website.
Oh, that's great. Randy, I so appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and talking about the Launch Out Conference and hearing from your heart. And I really appreciate you giving me some inspiration and encouragement as well. Do you have any other final thoughts for the listeners as we wrap up here?
I just know that there are people out there all around you that want more out of life. And I was that guy that, until that tweet from John Acuff that said, hey, you want to go on an adventure? I was kind of stagnant. I was just stuck, and I was looking for that tweet. And so just be that encourager to the people around you, whether that's on social media or whether that's a word to somebody at a restaurant or in a meeting that you're with at work. Encourage those people to take chances and to get unstuck and to move forward in their lives.
Oh, that's well said, Randy. We appreciate everything. Best wishes with the upcoming conferences. I'll be at Launch Out Conference in Atlanta, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there, and looking forward to hanging out with a bunch of Launch Out folks. So thank you again for taking time to chat.
Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Randy.